This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Acting U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan briefed Congress today on a new rule that would allow migrant families at the U.S. southern border to be held longer than the current 20-day limit.
The new rule closes the legal loophole that arose from the reinterpretation of FLORIS, which Congress has refused to do, allowing the federal government to house alien families together in appropriate facilities during fair and expeditious proceedings, as was done by the previous administration in 2014 and 2015.
The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over, and the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the United States is prepared to re-engage in working-level nuclear talks with North Korea. Biegun is on a three-day visit to South Korea.
President Trump gave me and my team the assignment to restart working-level negotiations with North Korea, as agreed by Chairman Kim, to successfully implement the four commitments the two leaders made in Singapore.
Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell. He listened as his conviction for sexually abusing children was emphatically upheld today. Court of Appeal Chief Justice Anne Ferguson.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
The 78-year-old Pell faces a minimum of more than 3 years in prison before he is eligible for parole. U.S. President Donald Trump and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are both confirming reports that the Trump administration is talking with officials of the Maduro regime. Mr. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only that the discussions are at a very high level. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's move to scrap next month's scheduled trip to Denmark has surprised the Danish royal palace, which invited him. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
It is with regret and surprise that I received the news that President Trump has canceled his state visit to Denmark on the 2nd and 3rd September.
The issue was Greenland. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president put off the visit after Denmark's prime minister said she had no interest in selling Greenland to the U.S., an idea she had called absurd. He announced the decision on Twitter, and his ambassador to Denmark apparently had no idea it was coming. She had tweeted shortly before that, "Denmark is ready for POTUS." A former Danish prime minister calls the cancellation deeply insulting to the people of Greenland and Denmark. A former top Danish diplomat says the president's throwing a hissy fit. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Italy's president was scheduled for consultations today to see if there is a way another working coalition government can be formed. This following Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's resignation. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
President Sergio Mattarella is scheduled to meet all of the country's political parties to see if a new coalition can be formed that will allow the present parliament, elected in March 2018, to continue to sit. The consultations follow the resignation of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, which he announced in the Upper House of Parliament Tuesday afternoon.
La decisione della Lega.
Conte said the decision of the League Party, which requested a no-confidence vote on the government, had forced him to interrupt this government experience. Conte accused the League Party leader and the country's interior minister, Matteo Salvini, of bringing down the ruling coalition for personal and political gain.
That was Sabina Castelfranco reporting for VOA from Rome. More than 80 migrants are back on dry land, Italy's Lampedusa island, having spent nearly 3 weeks at sea after Italy seized their Spanish charity rescue ship. The Open Arms had been anchored in the Mediterranean within sight of the island, while Italy's hardline interior minister, Matteo Salvini, refused to let the ship dock. Spain is sending a navy ship to carry the migrants to Spanish territory. A second refugee vessel in the Mediterranean, the Ocean Viking, is also at sea, with more than 300 mainly Sudanese migrants looking for a safe port of entry. Malta has so far refused that entry. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.